Would you like to travel with me now to Germany? There, the Grimm brothers collected many fairy tales, and the one that most children seem to like best is Red Riding Hood. Once upon a time, there was a sweet little girl who was loved by all who knew her, but the one who loved her most was her grandmother. One day, the old woman made her a little red cloak with a hood. The little girl liked it so well that she wore it every day. And so people began calling her Little Red Riding Hood. One day, her mother said, "Take this basket of cake and wine to your grandmother, dear. She's ill and they will be good for her. But remember now, go straight to your grandmother's house. Don't stop anywhere along the way."
"I will do just as you say, Mother,"
said Little Red Riding Hood, and off she went. Her grandmother lived way out in the woods, and just as she got to the woods, what do you think she saw? Why, there was a big black wolf who greeted her politely.
"Good morning, Red Riding Hood."
"Good morning, Mr. Wolf."
"Where are you going so early?"
"To my grandmother's house."
"Where does she live, Red Riding Hood?"
"Her house stands under three large oak trees on the other side of the wood."
"Aha," thought the wolf. "The grandmother will make a tasty dinner for me. And Little Red Riding Hood will be the dessert. I must think of a way to have them both."
He walked along with Red Riding Hood for a while, and then he said,
"Look at the pretty flowers, Little Red Riding Hood. Why don't you pick a bunch and take them to your grandmother?"
"Oh, yes," said Little Red Riding Hood. "I know that would please her, Mr. Wolf."
And forgetting that she'd promised her mother she would go straight to her grandmother's house, Little Red Riding Hood left the path and wandered off among the trees. Meanwhile, the wolf raced to grandmother's house and with one hearty gulp swallowed the poor old woman. Oh, good gracious, wasn't that dreadful? When Little Red Riding Hood came with her basket of cake and wine and flowers, the wolf was sitting up in grandmother's bed, wearing her nightgown and cap.
"Why, grandmother, what big ears you have."
"The better to hear you with, my dear."
"But, grandmother, what big eyes you have."
"The better to see you with, my dear."
"And, grandmother, what big hands you have."
"The better to hold you with, my dear."
"But, grandmother, what big teeth you have."
"The better to eat you with, my dear."
And with that, the wolf sprang out of bed and swallowed Little Red Riding Hood. Now, since this was a big dinner, even for a wolf, the wolf lay down upon the bed and was soon snoring loudly. Just then, a hunter passed by the cottage. "I wonder why the old woman is snoring so loudly today," he thought. "I will step in and see if anything is wrong." He went into the cottage and he found the wolf fast asleep. Since the old grandmother wasn't there, and the wolf's stomach seemed very round, the hunter guessed that the wolf had swallowed her. With his sharp knife, he cut the wolf open, and out leaped Little Red Riding Hood and her grandmother. Then everybody was happy. The hunter took the wolf skin home, and grandmother ate her cake and wine. And as for Little Red Riding Hood, she decided that she wouldn't ever again disobey her mother.